Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Embrace Today. I am your host, Apri Curry, and this morning we are going to continue on the series of elevation. We've been talking on this topic of elevation for this past month, and last week we were talking on the subject of getting from here to there. How do I get from here to there in my purpose? I'm here today, but I need to get over there. So how do I manage the in between, the middle part of getting from where I currently am into getting into my purpose and walking into my destiny and walking into that next level? We talked about not becoming impatient when we are going through the process of getting from here to there. We talked about not letting our mouths get us in trouble with complaining about our process and speaking against the leadership that's in our lives and speaking against God. We talked about not ignoring our mistakes that we may make with getting from here to there, but acknowledging them and going to God and asking for forgiveness and repentance. And the main thing that we talked about was not taking our eyes off the prize when we are in the process of going to another level. Sometimes it can be really uncomfortable. Sometimes we go through things, we may feel lonely, we may feel like everyone is against us. But as long as we keep our eyes on the prize, that will help us get from here to there in our purpose. Today we're going to talk about walking into the next level. How do we walk into our next level? I want to know, how do I walk into my next level? I don't want to walk in anyone else's next level. I want to walk into what God has for me. I don't want to be stressed out. I don't want to be worried, but I want to walk into what God has for me in humility. I want to walk into what God has for me with peace, with patience, and I want to walk into what God has for me with an open mind and ready to transition the way that He has for me to transition. Sometimes we have our mind set on particular things when the Lord is getting ready to transition us or when He is moving us, but we need to make sure that we are walking into our next level the way that the Lord has for us to walk into it. So this morning we're going to come from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 5 through 10. And we're just going to walk through the verses as we talk on each verse rather than me reading all of the verses all at once. So verses 5 and 6 of Hebrews chapter 5 read, "So Christ also did not take upon himself the glory of becoming a high priest, but God said to him, 'You are my son, today I have become your father.' And he says in another place, 'You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.'" So the first way that we need to walk into the next level is we have to allow God to position us. Even Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he had to allow God to position him. Oftentimes when we are transitioning, we sometimes move a little bit too fast, or we know that we're being elevated and we want to do it right then and there. But we have to make sure that we are waiting and allow God to position us and allow God to let us know when the exact time is for us to walk into that position. Because what we don't want to do is we don't want to go into a position too early and we're not ready for it. We want to make sure that we are staying aligned with the Holy Spirit and allowing Him to lead us into that position. We also want to make sure that we aren't putting ourselves in a position that we're not supposed to be in. I don't want to be in somebody else's position, because when I'm in someone else's position, I'm out of order, I'm out of God's launch time, season, and alignment, and I cannot fully function in what God has for me to function in if I'm not in the right position. sometimes our position is to be in the background for a while. And that's okay, because any position that God has you in is the right position for you, whether it's in the background or whether it's in the forefront. What we want to do is we want to be in the right place at the right time for when it is time for us to walk into that next level. We are in the right position. We can clearly hear God, and we can make a smooth transition into what he is taking us into. Jesus Christ, he is the Son of God. He is our high priest, but he waited and allowed God to position him to where he needed to be in order to fulfill the function and the purpose that he has to fulfill in his life. And so sometimes we want to place ourselves in position because we may have the gifts to do it, we may have the education to do it, we may have the training to do it, and we may feel like we deserve the position more than someone else or more than the person that's in the position. But we have to make sure that we are allowing God to position us, allowing God to transition us, allowing God to lead us into that next level, because we don't want to get to the next level and not be prepared. We're not only having to be prepared for other people, but we have to, number one, be prepared for ourselves. We cannot fulfill God's purpose if we are not prepared, and it will definitely show if we are not prepared. And so when we are walking into our next level, we have to make sure that we are allowing God to position us. And this just came to me. If you are on your job and you are getting a promotion, if you are a position, if you are getting a new position, you may be in the same offices as a higher power, but you may not be that higher power yet. So you still have to keep that humility and stay humble and stay and know your position and do the function that you're supposed to do and not try to operate outside of the position that you are in. We have to get to a place to where we are allowing God to order our steps. Some of us are moving to the next level, but the next level isn't our final level. And so we cannot mistake the next level for our final level. We have to continually stay humble and stay aligned with the Lord so that he can lead us, he can guide us, he can keep us humble, he can continue to make and mold us into what he has for us to be. But we have to make sure that we are allowing him to position us. We are not positioning ourselves. Too many people are placing themselves in positions that are not theirs. They're placing themselves in positions that's not theirs, and they're failing, and they're wondering why they're failing, because we have placed ourselves in positions and we're not supposed to be there in the first place. Other people are placing themselves in positions too early. And when you place yourself in a position too early, it's not going to work because you're not ready for it. You're not ready for the challenges that will come. You're not ready. You don't have the discipline to be in the position that you're trying to place yourself into. And so we have to be prepared, and we have to be strengthened, and we have to understand that when God is positioning us is when we are in the right position. But when we are positioning ourselves, it is not going to work. We have to make sure that we are staying aligned. And allowing God to position you is so important. So many of us, we want to be on the forefront, and we want to be in the front, and we want to be seen by everybody, and we want people to know what we did in this particular area and what we didn't do and all of that. And some of us are just called to assist others. There's nothing wrong with being somebody's assistant if that's what God is calling you to do. Some people, some of us need to stay in that servant position. When you are in a servant position, when you have a servant mindset, you are willing to do any and everything to get the job done because you know that that's what the Lord is calling you to do. There will be no pride. You don't have to worry about, I'm not doing that for them. I'm not doing that for her. You're not doing it for them. You're doing it for God. And you have to get to the place to where you have that servant spirit and you are willing to do what the Lord is calling you to do regardless of what is going on. You have to allow the Lord to position you. Get in your right position so that you can walk into your next level. Some of our mindsets are out of position because we have a prideful mindset and we're not humbling our minds. We're not humbling our hearts, and so we can't get in the right position because our memories are clouded. But God is calling us to get in the right position so that we can walk into that next level. Verse 7 says, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. So when we're walking into the next level, we have to allow God to position us, but we also have to know who can save us. during Jesus' life on earth, there were some things that he went through. He went through some of the same things that we go through today, but he knew who to call on. He offered his prayers in position to God because he knew that God was the one who could save him. And because he was hurt, because he was submissive. He was humble and he was submissive and he was heard. And so when we are walking into that next level, we have to understand that we have to call on the Lord. We cannot always call on our friends. We cannot always call on our pastor, but we have to call on the Lord for him to lead us and guide us. He may lead you to that friend. He may lead you to your pastor, but we need to start with him. He is the one that can get the job done. He is the one that knows the answer to what we are looking for. But if we do not call on him, if we do not go to him, he will not be able to save us. We have to stop thinking that we have all the answers and stop trying to think logically about everything and allow the Holy Spirit to impart in us what the Lord is trying to do in our lives. The Lord has the answers to so many of our problems, but because we are not going to him and because we are in our feelings and allowing ourselves to try to figure the situation out, we are stuck. We cannot walk into the next level without the Lord. We have to allow, we have to go to him. Our prayers need to be heard. Our petitions need to be heard. We need to go to him, but he's not going to answer us if we're not going to him. If we're steady talking to our friends about the problem, but we're not going to God, what do we think God is going to do? He wants us to come to him. Jesus gave us the perfect example. God's son, but yet he called on God when he needed help. He called on God because he knew God was the one that could save him. He knew God was the one that placed him in the position that he was in. He knew God had all of the answers, and so he called on him in humility. He didn't go to God and say, I'm Jesus, I'm your son, and you sent me here to do this work, and now you left me hanging. But he humbly went to God. He went to God in reverence. And because he went to God in reverence and was submissive, God heard his prayers and was able to save him. God saved him from death. And some of us, some of the things that we're going through in our life, it feels like we're dying. It feels like we're dying. It feels like our dreams are dying. It feels like our goals are dying. It feels like our purpose is dying. But we have to get to the place to where we are calling on God. Some of us have removed God from our channel of communication. We're communicating with everyone but the one that can save us. And because we're not communicating with him, it feels like we are dying. We have no passion about what we're doing. We don't want to do it anymore. We feel like we're purposeless. But God is calling us to call on him. We cannot stop talking to God when we are walking into that next level. The Lord wants to help you. Some of us feel like we're alone because this process has taken a toll on us. Some of us feel like we can't do it. Some of us feel lonely. But God is saying, I am here. I have been here the whole time. I want you to call on me because I want to help you. He saved Jesus from death. And Jesus was heard because he was submissive and he was humble. And he knew who to call on. And so we have to get to the place to where we humble ourselves and get with God. God has the answer to what we are looking for. God wants to help us. He wants to breathe his breath of life on you, on your dreams, on your goal, on your purpose, on your family, on your job, in your household, on your children. God has a plan for you, and he wants to breathe life in you, and he will not do it if you do not come to him. God has a great plan for us. He wants you to come to him. God wants to breathe his life into you. He wants to breathe his breath on you. He wants to breathe his breath on your situation. You are not dying. Your goal is not dying. Your dream is not dying. Your job is not dying. But God wants you to come to him. He is life. He has that life for you. And he wants to breathe his life into you. But he wants you to come to him. Acknowledge that he's your savior. Acknowledge he's the one that can help you. And acknowledge he's the one that has the answer. Acknowledge that you cannot do this without him. Acknowledge that he has placed you where you are thus far. Acknowledge that your situation could be worse. God is calling us to come to him. And verse 8 says, although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. So when we are walking into our next level, we have to allow God to position us. We have to know who can save us, but we also have to learn obedience. He learned obedience through suffering. And some of us look at suffering as this such a bad thing. And suffering, it doesn't feel good. It's not something that I'm signing up to do, but it's something that has to take place if we want to become like Christ. Suffering is not easy. I'm not going to say that I've always went through my suffering stages or even today, currently suffering stages with high heads. I've been discouraged. I've been hurt. I felt lonely, you know, but suffering is something that has to take place if we want to become like Christ. He learned obedience through suffering, and suffering is that thing that some of us want to write off. We want to be able to go through this process smooth sailing. But when we are walking into the next level, there is some suffering that's going to take place because we have to learn obedience. We have to learn to call on the Lord when he was taking us through this process. We have to learn to obey what his word says. We have to learn to stand on the promises that God has given us in his word. We have to learn to be obedient to what he has spoken to us directly. Jesus, he had no sin, but yet he had to suffer. So what makes us think, us sinful people think that we don't have to suffer when we are walking through the process that God is taking us through, when we are learning obedience? We have to get to the place to where we are able to go through the suffering process. We have to know Christ in his crucifixion as well as his resurrection. We can't always have that resurrection lifestyle, that resurrection feeling. We have to know that there was some suffering that had to take place in order for his purpose to be fulfilled. And because he knew he had a purpose, he was obedient in going through that suffering. And so we have to get to the place to where we are obedient in going through the suffering that we have to go through because we know that we have a purpose and we need to become more like Christ. God is calling us. He is saying, your time is now. You have went from here to there. You are currently there. You are getting ready to walk into your next level. But I don't want you to get it twisted that because you're walking into a next level that there's not going to be any suffering. You will always have suffering when you are trying to become more and more like Christ. Christ had suffering, and that's what we are trying to be like. And the Word of God tells us that. So if we stand on the word of God and learn obedience through our suffering, it will make our process more easier. But because we don't want to suffer or because we don't want to accept that part of the word, we become stressed out and depressed, and we think that God is not with us when he is really with us. We are becoming more and more like him in our suffering, and we want to give up because we're suffering, and we want to throw in the towel because we're suffering, and we want to seclude ourselves from everyone else because we're suffering. But God is calling us to go through this suffering process with him. You learn obedience through suffering. Jesus learned obedience through suffering. You cannot fulfill your purpose in this life without going through suffering. God is calling us. There is going to be suffering in this next level. There is going to be some pain that has to take place. There is going to be some things that have to go on in your life specifically in order for you to learn obedience, in order for you to fulfill your purpose, in order for you to get through this next level. Do not give up. Do not give up. And it continues on with, I'm going to reread 8, but it says, although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him and was designed by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek. So in order for us to walk into the next level, we have to allow God to position us. We have to know who can save us. We have to learn obedience. But then we also have to know that our process will lead to our purpose. Once he was made perfect, his purpose was fulfilled. His process perfected him. And so we have to get to the place to where we are going through our process. And when we go through our process will lead us to our purpose, which we will then have fulfilled what God has called for us to do. He fulfilled his purpose, and because he fulfilled his purpose, he was made perfect. We have to get to the place to where we are going through each and every step of our process. There will be suffering in your process. There will be things that you have to go through in your process. And because you go through those things, then you will fulfill the purpose that God has for you. Each and every step of your process is to fulfill your purpose. Do not ever disconnect your process with purpose. It all goes together. You cannot get to your purpose without going through a process. And a lot of us want to quit when we are going through the process, but we cannot walk through to the next level, into the next level, if we are not willing to go through the process. We have to know that there's a process for every level. No matter where you are, you will be going through a process. But we have to make sure that we are staying focused. Do not allow the suffering to take your mind off him. Do not allow the fact that you feel like everything is just gone take your mind off of him. God is here. The word of God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God has a plan for each and every one of our lives. And we have to be prepared to walk into this thing. We are right here. We are on the border. It is almost time to walk into it, but there's just a couple more things that we have to get right. And don't say, I'm not saying that this next level is your final level. It's your next level. Not the final level, but your next level. The next thing that God has for you to do. So don't mistake the next level for the final level. Regardless of where you are in your walk, don't compare yourself to other people. This is your next level. What next level are you getting ready to walk in? Make sure that you are not positioning yourself. Allow the Holy Spirit to position you. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Remember God in prayer. Go to him in prayer. Call on him when you need him. Learn obedience through your suffering. You can call on him through your suffering. But remember that when you are suffering, you are becoming more and more like Christ. We have to know that our process will lead us to our purpose. We cannot fulfill our purpose if we are not willing to go through the process. And we also cannot compare each and every process to the last. Every process will not be like the last process. And so we can't go into every process with the same mindset. We have to be open and humble and allow the Lord to lead us through each and every step of the way. And so as you are preparing to walk into your next level, ask the Lord, Lord, breathe your breath on me. Lord, what is it that I'm doing that I need to fix? Am I allowing you to position me or am I positioning myself? Am I going into the right position? Am I currently in the right position to go to the next position? Lord, where do you have me? There are some that has been in a position, but the Lord is calling you, have been in the forefront, and God is calling you back. He's calling you back. Your next level is to draw back and to humbly learn. Your next level will be to draw back and to humbly learn. The Lord is calling you to learn in your next level. He's calling you to take a seat and become the student. The Lord is calling you to take a seat. He's calling you to draw back and take a seat so that he can pour into you for your next level. Don't think that it's not him because he's calling you back. But the Lord is calling you back to take a seat. He's calling you from the forefront to take a seat so that he can pour into you. He needs to pour into you in this season so that for the following season you can be prepared when you go back up front to do what he is calling you to do. Do not think that it's not him. Do not worry about what other people are saying. You have to have a humble heart. Your heart has to be humble for God to do what he wants to do in your life for this next level. He's calling you to take a seat. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for your word, Lord, that just brings life to us, God. I thank you for even allowing us to have your word, Lord, to have your Holy Spirit in us, Lord, to help us open our minds, Lord, so that we can know and see the things that you have for us, oh God. I just pray right now, God, that we are open, Lord, that we are being guided by your Holy Spirit, Lord, as you are positioning us into our next level, Lord. I pray, God, that we just are submissive, Lord, that we have humble hearts, that we are open, Lord, to all that you are doing in our lives personally, God. I pray, God, that there will be no room for pride, God, but that we are able to walk into what you are doing the way that you are calling us to do it, Lord. I pray that we open our mouths and call on you, God. I pray that we commune with you more, Lord, in our individual lives, oh God, so that we can know what you want us to do, God. I pray that we just get into your presence, God, and that we talk with you and allow you to talk with us, oh God, so that we can know and do exactly what you want us to do, oh God. I pray that you will give us strength to persevere in our suffering, God, that we don't give up when we go through the suffering, God, but that we go through it in the way that you have for us to go through it, oh God. I pray, God, that you will walk us through each and every step of our process, Lord, so that we can do the purpose and fulfill the purpose that you have for us to fulfill in our lives. Father, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for each and every listener, God, and I just pray that they will be bold in all that you have for them to do, God. I pray that they will be witnesses everywhere they go, Lord. I pray that every word that they speak will be a life-changing word, oh God. I pray that everyone that comes into their presence will be able to see you in them, oh God. I pray, God, that they are able to change the atmosphere from negative to positive wherever they go, oh God. I pray that they are able to be true to your word, Lord. I pray that they are able to stand upon your word, God, and I pray, God, that they are able to receive all that you have for them, God. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that anything that is unlike you, that is hindering us, God, from doing your work, from walking in your purpose, God, I pray that that is removed in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray that your presence and power surrounds us on our jobs, in our homes, Lord, in our vehicles, Lord, in school, Lord. Everywhere we go, Lord, I pray that your power is seen and known, Lord. I pray that everything that we do is done for your glory, God. I pray, God, that we are able to stand on the foundation of your word, God, and know that you are always with us wherever we go, God. I pray that we will walk in the strength and courage, Lord, that you have placed in us, God. I pray, God, that we will just continue to do all that you have for us to do, God. Lord, we need you and we love you, God. We thank you and we praise you. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApriCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.